Hello, and welcome to episode 14 of Rebuilding Lives, where we explore stories of growth, redemption, and practical advice for overcoming life's toughest challenges. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we're unpacking one of the most important topics for anyone on a recovery or transformation journey: understanding your triggers and learning how to avoid them. Whether you're overcoming addiction, navigating life after prison, or simply working through personal struggles, recognizing and managing triggers is essential to achieving lasting fulfillment. This episode is for you if you're ready to grow, make meaningful changes, and take another step toward building the life you want. The role of triggers in recovery. Triggers are like invisible strings, pulling you back into destructive habits before you even realize it. They can feel automatic, almost like muscle memory, and can quickly lead you down a path you've worked hard to leave behind. Triggers come in many forms. They might be as obvious as walking past a bar where you once spent your nights, or as subtle as the faint smell of a drink, the sound of an old favorite song, or an emotion that takes you by surprise. Left unchecked, triggers can derail your progress and lead to feelings of frustration or defeat. But when you identify, understand, and prepare for them, triggers become opportunities, not obstacles, to choose a different, healthier path forward. Triggers tend to fall into three main categories, each with its own set of challenges. Environmental triggers. These are external factors like specific places, people, or objects tied to your past behavior. For instance, visiting a neighborhood you associate with harmful habits or encountering friends who still engage in those behaviors can reignite old urges. Even mundane objects, like a specific glass or a chair where you used to sit, can evoke memories that pull you back. Emotional triggers. Our feelings are powerful and can often act as triggers. Stress, sadness, anger, anxiety, or even boredom can prompt a craving for comfort in the form of destructive habits. Surprisingly, even positive emotions like excitement or celebration can act as triggers if you previously associated those feelings with harmful behaviors. Situational triggers. These occur when certain times of day, routines, or specific situations remind you of old behaviors. For example, if your mornings used to start with a drink, or your evenings included a harmful ritual, those times can feel especially difficult to navigate without falling back into old patterns. Take a moment to reflect on your own life experiences. Are there certain people, places, routines, or emotions that seem to tip you toward old habits? If this question feels uncomfortable or overwhelming, try to stay with it. Growth begins with self-awareness, even when it feels hard. By recognizing your triggers, you can start to build strategies to address them, whether that means creating distance, developing new coping mechanisms, or reaching out for support when you need it most. Remember, identifying your triggers doesn't mean you've failed. It means you're equipping yourself with tools to stay on track. A turning point. For many, the most powerful first step toward managing triggers is a turning point. A moment of realization that change not only should happen, but must happen. This breakthrough can look different for everyone. For some, it might come after fully acknowledging the heavy consequences of past actions, such as strained relationships, missed opportunities, or a sense of personal dissatisfaction. For others, it might be sparked by the guidance of a mentor, the encouragement of a support group, or even a small but meaningful conversation that offers a fresh perspective. Recognizing that you're not alone in your struggle is often the key to finding the strength to start again. Support networks, whether friends, family, or professional communities, can help remind you that setbacks don't define you and that progress is always possible. If you're feeling stuck, remember this simple truth. Triggers don't control you. They're just reminders of where you've been, not where you're going. Each time you face a trigger, it's a chance to choose a new path, rewrite your story, and build the life you deserve. Change is challenging, but with each small step forward, it becomes more achievable. Strategies to recognize and avoid triggers. Overcoming triggers is a journey that takes preparation, practice, and patience. Triggers can often feel overwhelming, but with the right tools and mindset, you can take control and stay on track. Here are 6 detailed strategies to help you build resilience and navigate your triggers effectively. 1. Build self-awareness. Understanding yourself is the foundation of avoiding pitfalls. Take time to reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and actions when you're tempted by an old habit. Keep a journal to track your experiences, noting what situations or feelings seem to bring about certain behaviors. Over time, you'll start to notice patterns that can help you identify and anticipate your triggers. This self-awareness empowers you to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Self-reflection isn't always easy, but it's one of the most powerful tools for creating change. 2. Create healthy distractions. When a trigger strikes, it can feel like it has all your attention. That's why it's important to have a list of healthy alternatives ready to redirect your focus. These distractions could include taking a walk to clear your mind, calling a trusted friend to talk things through, or engaging in a hobby that brings you joy. The key is to act quickly when you notice the onset of a trigger. Don't give it time to take hold. Over time, replacing harmful behaviors with productive choices will become a natural response, and you'll feel more in control. 3. Set boundaries. Certain places, activities, or relationships might remind you of your old habits or pull you back toward negative patterns. It's okay to set firm boundaries to protect your progress. If a particular environment or group of people doesn't align with your new direction, politely but firmly distance yourself. This might mean declining invitations to certain events or having honest conversations with those who may unintentionally trigger you. Setting boundaries is not selfish. It's an act of self-care. Remember, prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being is essential for long-term success. 4. Rely on support systems. Triggers can feel less overwhelming when you have a strong support system in place. Whether it's through mentors, support groups, family members, or close friends, leaning on others can provide encouragement and accountability. When you're struggling, reach out to someone you trust. They can offer a listening ear, helpful advice, or just the reassurance that you're not alone. Surrounding yourself with people who genuinely want to see you succeed can make all the difference. At times, even simply hearing the words, "You've got this," can be enough to help you stay grounded. Practice stress management. Stress is one of the most common root causes of triggers. Learning how to manage stress effectively is key to reducing the power triggers have over you. Incorporate healthy habits into your daily routine, such as mindfulness meditation, yoga, or deep breathing exercises. Physical activities like running, dancing, or even short walks can release tension and boost your mood. Additionally, prioritizing good sleep, a balanced diet, and self-care can improve your overall emotional resilience. The more you practice these stress management techniques, the better equipped you'll be to face triggers calmly and confidently. 6. Keep your goal in focus. What's driving your transformation? Everyone's motivation is different. It might be reconnecting with loved ones, achieving a dream, or simply regaining a sense of peace and happiness within yourself. Take the time to clearly define your why. Write it down, create a vision board, or set small milestones to track your progress. Visualize your end goal every day, especially when you feel tempted by a trigger. Remind yourself that every time you resist a trigger, you're taking one step closer to the life you're working toward. Progress isn't always linear, but every small victory matters. By implementing these strategies, you can take charge of your journey and build a stronger foundation for long-term success. Remember, triggers are a part of the process, but they don't have to control you. With preparation, support, and a clear focus on your goals, you have the power to overcome them. Lessons learned from overcoming addiction and struggles. Looking back on the road to recovery, there are key lessons that can resonate deeply with anyone facing personal challenges. These takeaways go beyond addiction. They're lessons in self-growth, resilience, and transformation. Self-awareness is a superpower. The first step to change is understanding yourself. Recognizing patterns in your behavior, whether it's specific triggers or habits holding you back, gives you the power to break free from them. This kind of self-reflection doesn't come easy, but it's the cornerstone of meaningful growth. Take ownership of your actions. True change starts when you stop blaming external circumstances or others for where you are. Owning your choices and their consequences, no matter how difficult, creates the foundation for a better future. It's empowering to realize that you hold the steering wheel to your own life, and bold steps forward are within your reach. You don't need to do it alone. Recovery is not a solo journey. Surrounding yourself with mentors, supportive communities, and the right resources makes all the difference. Whether it's a friend who listens, a recovery group, or even online tools, building a network of support can ease the weight of the journey while propelling you toward growth. Forgive yourself and others. Guilt and resentment are heavy burdens to carry, and they often fuel the very struggles you're trying to overcome. Learning to forgive yourself for past mistakes and extending that forgiveness to others helps release the emotional triggers that hold you back. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, but it takes away the power those emotions have over you. Focus on progress, not perfection. Recovery and growth are not linear. There will be setbacks, but stumbling doesn't mean failure. What truly matters is getting back up each time, dusting yourself off, and continuing to move forward. Celebrate small victories and remind yourself that every step, no matter how small, is a step closer to a better you. These lessons are not just about overcoming addiction. They're about building a framework for resilience and self-compassion that applies to any personal struggle. The road may be challenging, but with self-awareness, accountability, support, forgiveness, and a focus on progress, it's one you can travel with strength and determination. The path to freedom and fulfillment. Overcoming addiction in prison isn't just about letting go of a destructive past. It's about reaching for a brighter future. Remember, fulfillment doesn't come from one giant leap. It's built step by step, decision by decision. Each time you recognize and avoid a trigger, you prove to yourself that you are stronger than your past. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs encouragement. And if you're looking for more tools and guidance on your self-development journey, visit the Self-Development Factory to explore resources curated just for you. Thank you for listening to Rebuilding Lives. Remember, triggers don't define you. You get to choose the life you want to build. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue exploring the incredible stories of growth and resilience, including yours. Until then, keep growing, keep going.